Alaikum, sweetest friends. This is pretty amazing. We are on the 12th shiur now, the sugya of Ein Shlichut Dvar Aveira. And what we'd like to do is, we'd like to go back and explain Pshat and Rambam. We discussed the Rambam, which is discussed by loads of people, a lot of Torah in this Rambam. Where the Rambam says that if Nisariv B'Esir Acher, if there's another Isser involved, besides the Isser of Me'ila, we say that there's no Shlichus. And the question is, why not? For example, we saw in the Noda B'Yehuda that by Me'ila, the vortis is Avid Shlichusei. There doesn't have to be classical Shlichus. As it doesn't have to follow the rules of classical Shlichus. So here, at the end of the day, he told this person to be Moel, and the person was Moel. So what does it matter that there was another Isser involved? He was eating Bisarola. He now ate Bisarola. Said, so as far as eating the Bisarola goes, there's no Shlichus for that. But the Me'ila, right, that's Ein Shlichus Dvar Aveira, like the regular rule. But the Me'ila part, There should be, he did what he was told to do. And that's Me'ila. He was Moel in this Hekdesh meet. So what does it matter that there was another Isser involved? You can say the other Isser cancels the Shlichus, but you don't need cancels the whole Shlichus, but you don't need proper Shlichus here. Possibly. All you need is a Savit Shlichus, we saw even by. If all you need is a savage lichuse, if it works, even if it's a chayrish, a shaita, a katan, a kof. So sof his shlichus was carried out. What does it matter in Isari b'Esir Acher? And we say if there's another Isser involved besides Me'ila, then there's no more shlichus at all. Mapita. Not only that, but Rambam holds that by the case of Hana'a, there is Shlichus. Rambam holds that if the Shliach is Nana, we still say there's Shlichus, even though normally if the Shliach is Nana, it doesn't go back to the Mishalech. He's not acting in his behalf. But we don't care whose behalf he's acting on. So therefore, even though we don't cancel he's acting on the Mishalech's behalf, because he's getting the Hana, as we've been discussing at great length in our shiurim. But sof kol sof, the Rambam says that there's still a shlichus. Even if the shliach is Nana, not the Mishalech, there's still shlichus. So he doesn't have to be acting on his behalf. So how can you tell me that? Because Nisariv b'Esir Acher, since there's another Isser involved, so because of that other Isser, we say that he's not acting on his behalf because Divrei Rav, Divrei Tam, Divrei Misham. We obviously don't care that he's acting on the other person's behalf. That's why we're mechayiv even if he's nene. We're mechayiv even meil of hana. Because it doesn't matter that he's acting on the mishalech's behalf. But that he's not acting on the mishalech's behalf. The important thing is he did what the shliach asked the mishalech told him to do. So therefore there should be meila. You can't say that misariv b'Esir Acher, there's another Isser involved. So meil, he's not acting on the mishalech's behalf because divarab divar etam divar mishon. Apitom. You don't have to be acting on the Mishalech's behalf because you see that it even works for Hana. There's even Shlichus for Hana. For Hana's Me'ila. Me'ila done through Hana. And there he's not acting on the person's behalf. You can't get, if you're getting Hana, it's not for the Mishalech like we saw in Rashi and Kiddushin. So what's Pshat and Rambam that in the Sariv B'Esir Acher, another Isser is involved and then there's no more Shlichus for the Me'ila. So we can say, says Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Mu'oreinu l'shmo l'zichro tavis nefesh Hakohen Gadol Reb David. Sharamam sover shebeheke shel me'ila letur melechayiv ba'idei shaliach ne'amar chiyuv gam al me'ila dohitzo v'gam al me'ila dehanoi. In the hekesh of me'ila letruma, what do we say? We say chet chet. That just like it says by truma there's shlichus and there's a word chet, so too by me'ila there's also going to be shlichus. So this Hekesh, maybe according to the Rambam, works not only for Me'ilah of Hotzah, but also for Me'ilah of Hanah. V'shebahadei HaKama Shmelan al Divrei HaRav, sha'af al pi sheyesh lo gam b'Me'ilah, harei namar b'zeh d'halo ma'ashvilei lo yitzeh avur atzmai. Together with the Chiddush, on Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTam, Divrei Mishomen, what do we see in the previous shir? In the previous shir, we saw that by Me'ilah, despite the fact that Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTam, Divrei Mishomen, normally it cancels out the Shlichus, because you should be listening to the Rav and not to the Talmud, but when it comes to Me'ilah, we say that it doesn't cancel out the Shlichus. You're right, in Echinam, you should be listening to the Rav and not the Talmud, but we don't say that because you should listen to Rav and not the Talmud, there's no more Shlichus. No, there is still Shlichus. V'ne'amar b'zeh, d'halo mashve lo yisa avur atzmai. So, it's not considered that you're acting for yourself. Despite the Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTam, Divrei Mishom, and the Chiddush of Me'ilah is that you're still acting for Yanim, you're still acting for the other person. Harei ne'amar gam kama shmelan al hanene, sheba'al kocho yeshno bila dehanah, d'lo chashiv lo yisa la'atzmai. So in other words, what's the Chiddush we saw in the previous year of Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTam, Divrei Mishom, and Gabi Me'ilah? Is it pshat that we don't say Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTam, Divrei Mishom? We say no, that's not the pshat. The pshat is we say Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTam, Divrei Mishom. But kol ha'toyra kula, that means that the shlichus is cancelled out. Because, excuse me, listen to the Rav and not the Talmud. If you listen to the Talmud, you're not acting on the Rav's behalf, you're acting on the Talmud's behalf. And Memela, you're acting on your own behalf, right? If the Rav tells you not to listen to the Talmud, God tells you not to listen to him, and you're listening to him, so you're not acting for him, you're acting for yourself. Because God's tzivui effectively cancelled out what the other person says. That doesn't work by me. By Mila, we just don't, we say that you're still, we still consider it, he told you to do it. Balabatish, he told you to do it. You're doing it for him. God has another command. Yeah, but so if you're doing it by Mila, we say, we don't say that God's command cancels out his and you're acting on your own behalf. We say you're acting on his behalf. So once you're saying that by Mila, you can say the same for it by Hana as well, by Hana's Mila as well. When we put the two together, right? That's been the Mahalach and Yishurim. Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTam, Divrei Mishom, it means that you're acting on your own behalf if this Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTam. So, Be'ota Mida, Anachnu Omrim, Kishyesh Hanoi, Kishyesh Hana'a, you're acting on your own behalf. And by Me'ila, in both cases, we say no. Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTam, Mishom is true, but self. We don't say that you're acting on your own behalf. You really should, of course, be listening to the Rav and not the Talmud. But this, the Svara of Divrei Rav and Divrei HaTalmud is not mafkia. The Svara of Divrei Rav and Divrei HaTalmud, Divrei Mishomet is not mafkia. This act from being on behalf of the Mishaleh. So to the fact that you're getting Hana is not mafkia, this act from being on behalf of the Mishalech. You are getting b'hana on behalf of the Mishalech. Enachinami, go have a good time. Make your mother happy. Go have a good time. I'm getting hana for my mother. Go eat this. Eat your noodles. It'll make your mother happy. Eating for your mother. Big mitzvah. It's a pleasurable one. So I'm assuming that the listeners all have, at least at one point in their lives, been zochet to have a Jewish mother. What is chus? And a Jewish wife, and then Jewish daughters that become Jewish wives and Jewish mothers. And babies. It's unbelievable. So lucky to be Jewish. Harei ne'amar gam kama shmelan al hanaga al hane'ene shebal kol chacha yeshno b'me'ilah dehanah de lo chashiv lo yisa la'atzmo. So also on hanah, it's not considered that you're being nana for yourself, just like with Divrei HaRav, Divrei HaTalmud. V'chiyuvo hu mechamat shehalemaise shehoye ba'asi avur ha'meshaleach Sagi baby me'ila lachshiva kemaisa avur ha'mishaleach. Lemaisa balabatish, you're acting on behalf of the mishaleach. That must speak like that's enough. You're acting on behalf of the mishaleach. When it comes, if we're not dealing with me'ila, then we say alam d'shesvar. We say, listen, God told you to do it, and this person told you to do it. You can't be acting on behalf of this person. God's command cancels out any narishkeit he tells you. So who are you acting on behalf of? Yourself. That's what we say normally. But by Me'ila we say, no. You're right, God told you. You should be really listening to God. But still, you're listening to him. So instead, you're listening to him. There's shlichos by Me'ila. And also, normally when you're nana for yourself. And you can't attribute that to the Mishalech. When it comes to Me'ila, you can attribute that hana to the Mishalech. And this hana you get when you do the Me'ila, it goes on to the Mishalech. And it's considered his Me'ila. And that's why you're chayiv when you're nene. Because then the hana goes back to the mishalech. So this is all good when it comes to regular Me'ila, and it's good when it comes to the Hana of Me'ila. They're all included in the Gzeras HaKosuv that Yesh Lichus B'Me'ila. Aval B'Yisur Acher She'ein Alav Et Gzerat HaKatuv Hodar Dino Asha Yidei She'yeshno Azeh Divrei Rav V'Divrei HaTalmid. הרי זה פועל דהבה למייס עבור השליח ולא עבור המשלח. ולכן פטור המשלח וחייב השליח. זאת אומרת, רבותיי, אנחנו לא חרגנו פה מהכללים של שליחות. במעילה אנחנו נשארים בתוך התחום של שליחות. החידוש במעילה הוא שגם כשאני נהנה, זה נחשב שאני שליח של מי ששלח אותי לענות. גם כשאני מואר, אני שליח של מי ששלח אותי למואר. We're in the standard rules of shlichus. That's Shitas HaRambam. And the male, if he tells me to do Isser, then another Isser, then excuse him where I'm Rasi Bokup. Divrei Rav, Divrei HaTalmid, Divrei Mishomim. You can't listen to him when he tells you to do the other Isser. The other Isser is Mafkia, the whole thing. The whole shlichus. You're not his shliach anymore because of the Isser he told you to do. So we're when it comes to the Me'ila, you're really his shliach. It's not just that his shlichus was done, you're a shliach. You're acting on his behalf. You're acting on his behalf. When it comes to Hana, you're getting Hana on his behalf. Even when it's talking when we're Me'ila. Elamai, it's a menaklal, zeh, kishu omer lecha lavor isur acher, lemashal lechol psar orla. Shem anachnu omrim, she... דברי רב, בדברי התאום, בדברי מי שוימן. מה אתה שומע? מה אתה שומע לשני? הרי הקדוש ברוך הוא אמר לך אחרת. אז הציווי של הקדוש ברוך הוא מבטל הציווי המשלח. And therefore the whole שליחוס is off. Because דברי רב, בדברי התאום, בדברי מי שוימן. Therefore if he tells you to do another עבירה, so now it's דברי רב, בדברי התאום, בדברי מי שוימן. His tzivui is canceled. There's no more shlichus. You're not acting b'chalal on his behalf. If you're not acting on his behalf for the other averus, so then you're not acting on his behalf as far as meal also goes. Because as far as meal is concerned, you are acting on his behalf. That's the chiddush. That despite the rav dira tamad dira shom, you say, but the bamiila, despite that svar, we accept the svar. But you're right, the rav dira tamad, you really should be shomayat to the Talmud. But that when you're doing on befall, you're acting on behalf of the Talmud. You really should be listening to the Rav, but since before you're acting on behalf of the Talmud, we say that they're shlichus here, and you're getting hana. Normally we say the hana is your hana, not his. It can't be shlichus for hana. Here we say there is shlichus for hana. Ah, yesh malkiv nosaf. There's another variable involved, and that is that you're doing a different aveira. So then we go back to the classical divrei Rav, divrei Talmud, divrei Mishom, and that cancels out the shlichus b'chlal. You're not a shlich anymore. You should be listening to God and His. The whole thing is off. The whole thing is batal. So that's why the Rambam says in the Sar B'Ser Acher, there's no more shlichus. V'ulai yesh lefaresh b'zegam et mashkotev Rambam שבכל התורה כולה אין שדרך לדבר עבירה, אלא במילה בלבד, שלא נתערב באיסור אחר. So the Rambam says that כל התורה כולה אין שדרך לדבר עבירה. The only exception is מעילה. מעילה, when there was no other איסור involved. וכבר תמו כמוהו בעשרוי. And already earlier sources, later sources, you can look at more about this in the Sefer HaMafteach of the Rabbi Shabsai Frankel Rambam. You can look in the Halacha Brewer website, in the Hilchos Me'ilah, Perek Zayin, Halacha Beis. A lot of Makaris, a mabul of Makaris, and an Olympic-sized swimming pool of Makaris. And you can just do a search on the Otzar HaChochma. Akopanim, loads of people ask this kasha. Like we see in the Sugi and Kiddush and the Rambam himself in Uchus Kineva. Why does the Rambam say there's only Shein Shlich Ledvar Avera B'chol HaTorah Kula except for Me'ilah? It's a law except for Me'ilah. It's a law except for Me'ilah. It's also except for Tvich and Mechira, stealing and then slaughtering and selling an animal, and Shlichus Yad, using an object given to you as a Pikadon. So why does the Rambam say only B'Me'ilah? שאלה שוב מפורסמת מאוד, קושיה מפורסמת, ידועה. ולפי דברינו, יתוך אין הכוון הכך. שבו בזה הרמב״ם מפרש שלא נאמר שממה שנאמר במאיר לחי הוא גם בנהן השליח, הרי יש ללמוד לחור מזה, שבמאיר לחייב גם בו יישא עצמי עצמו, שכנר, אז לא היה חיסרו במה שנתערב בו איסור אחר. Rambam is coming to explain that we shouldn't say that from the fact that we say by me'ilah, a chiyuv, we say that there's a chiyuv by me'ilah, even when the shliach is nene. So you can learn from this that by me'ilah you can do it on your own. You don't have to be acting on behalf of the mishalech for there to be shlichu. And therefore there's no chisaron in nisariv b'isarachir, when another isser is involved. Because you don't have to be acting on his behalf, so the other isser can't cancel out things. Ve'al ze kotev Rambam she'nokein. Here the Rambam says, it ain't so, Joe. Dan ta dan ta dan dan ta da 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 שאף על פי שבכל התורה כולה אין שליח דבר עבירו, ומהייתי מנע מאין שליחוס בזה, ננה, תחד ההם. נו, even though in the whole Torah we say אין שליח דבר עבירו, and for that very same reason, there's no שליחוס when somebody else is ננה. Right? Why is there no שליחוס לדבר עבירו? He's not acting on your behalf. Why is there no שליח? Shlichus when someone else is nana, because he's not acting on your behalf. And that's what we saw in our shiur on the Tain of the Nachash. Right? That the Tain of the Nachash, Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishomen. Is that nana b'zem ischai b'lo amrina? That would have been what we could have defended the Nachash. In other words, we saw in that shir, the Gemara says, Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishomen, and therefore the Nachash has the time to defend himself. Why did Adam and Chava listen to me? And then we had the Kash of the Shach, who asked that there's an Onesh Bidei Shemaim, when there's a Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishomen. And then we saw the Teretz, the Nachash is different, because then end of Zem Ischai Lo Amrina. So this person was Zen end of Zem Ischaiv. The Adam and Chava were nene. So how are you mechayev the Nachash? But that's not what the Gemara says. Gemara says Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Divrei Mishomen. The answer is it's really the same. Because Divrei Rav, Divrei Atam, Mishomen means that you're not acting to have the Mishalech, and Zenu Mishchayev is also not acting to have the Mishalech. So it's the same. Yisod Zavr, it's the same thing. So the Mela, that would be the Nachash's Tanya, because there was a non-vel, and he wouldn't be chayev Dinei Shemayim. So I'll call upon him. That's the Ein Shlichus. Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera, because that's the Rambam holds. Even though B'chol HaTorah Kula Ein Shlichus L'Dvar Avera, and therefore there's no Shlichus Ben Zen Enev Zem Ischayev, Harei B'Me'ilah Levada Hu Mashin Ischad Ishkam Chiyuv. B'Zen Enev, by Me'ilah alone, there's a chiyuv, even if zenen, like according to the Rambam anyway, right? Not like that in Tosis. But according to the Rambam, there's a chiyuv if the shliach was nene. In other words, the Rambam is telling us there's the chiddush of meila, of yeshlich dvar avera. Meila is unique. It's sui generis. It's in a category all of its own. Because normally, ein achinami by tvichin mechir and shlichu siyad, there we take say that there's shlichu dvar avera. But there we only say there's shlichu dvar avera because despite the divrei arava, divrei atama, divrei mishomin, we say there's still shlichu dvar avera. However, we don't say there's shlichu dvar avera if there's hana involved. If there's hana involved, zen en of zem ischayev lo amrina. So hana involved, there's going to be no shlichus l'dvar aver. And therefore, l'chora, for the same reason, habalei lios gamin esarev bo esir acher. V'al ze amar ramam she'en oikein, v'rak al aver as me'ila v'hano, she'esh no shlichus. V'en oikein bin esarev bo esir acher. So if the shlichus, If Me'ila is already a chariga when it comes to not only that, not only despite the divrei rava, divrei atama, divrei mishamim, we say shlichus by Me'ila, but we also say shlichus by Me'ila v'zenene v'zemeschayev, that by Me'ila, even though one person is nene, the shlich is nene, the mishalech gets the Me'ila. So what does that mean? That means that he doesn't have to be acting on behalf of the Mishaleach, or it means, as we said, that he does have to be acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. And the Chiddush is that despite the fact that he's getting the Hana, despite the fact that he's a Shlech Dvar Avera, we still consider it that he's acting on behalf of the Mishaleach. So as you see that Me'ila is where you say Zenev Zemschai, that you don't say by the other Yeshlech Dvar Avera cases. So you're going to say, you know, let's take that a step further. And let's say even if Nisariv Ba'isar Acher, also we're going to say Shlichus. And on that the Rambam says it's not so. Only on Averis Mil and Hanah there's Shlichus, but not Nisariv Ba'isar Acher, and therefore you're Pater. And the Shar HaMelech in the 7th Perek, there in Me'ila Dibur Maschiv Alpi, writes something very similar to what we're saying. And Baruch Shekivanu, Baruch Shekivei Moram Rosh Yeshiva. So that's the Teretz. And as what's shot in the Rambam? Why Nisarev Bo Sarachah, there's no Me'ila? The answer is because now it's not Shlichus anymore. Because Divrei Rav, now we go back to the regular of Divrei Rav, Divrei Talmud, Divrei Mishom, it's you. So you're not acting on his behalf anymore. The whole thing is off. The whole shlichus is off. You're not acting on his behalf. And when the Rambam says there's only Me'ila by, there's only Yeshlich Dvar Avera by Me'ila, where there's no other Isser mixed in. So what about Me'ila? What about the Shlichus Yad and Tvicha Mechira? Either is also there Yeshlich Dvar Avera. The answer is in a chinami, but the chiddush by Me'ila is that it applies even zenene, zem eschayev. So once you already say it applies even zenene eschayev, maybe it also applies to nisarev b'aser acher. I'm saying that far we don't go. That far we don't go. In a chinami, even if one person's nene, his Me'ila, his nene b'Me'ila, his Me'ila goes to the mishalech. But if nisarev b'aser acher, that's already going too far. Zem Divrav, Divra Atama, Divra Mishoman, and the whole Shlichus is off. The reason he says it, there's only Shlichus Levar Avera by Me'ila, is because Me'ila has a special Chiddush of Zenene B'zem is chayiv, again, like the Shara Melech said, and he writes Hashem the Fidarko. So Mariv Rabbeisai, we are like in seventh heaven over here, or maybe called 12th heaven, because we just completed our 12th shir on this topic. And frankly, we have a very, very thorny Stira and Rashi coming up that I'd like to discuss in the coming shir, where he explains why by Me'ila Yesh Leich Dvar Aveira. So our arbit in the next shir is to explain Rashi, the Stira and Rashi, which again is quite a nidon in the Achronim, and we are fortunate enough to be learning it together. So I thank you so much for listening, and this is like off the charts Torah, Rabbi Isai. It's just tremendous, tremendous. So I really, really appreciate your accompanying me on this journey. And with God's love and help and shining face, we will, Mitzvah Hashem, continue. Thank you so, so much. Toda rabba shehazantem. Vani mekaveh shehazana hayta areva aleichem kemo shemesirat hashiur hayta areva alai. Shalom, shalom. Ahuvai, yedidai. מוריי ורבותיי.